Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, Terry Prone has worked with the good and the great in the world of politics, business and entertainment, and by her own admission, was responsible for Charlie Hoey's downfall. Terry, in her role as chairperson of the Communications Clinic, is perfectly positioned to share her tips for effective crisis management and how social media is changing the world of communications. Terry, you've been dubbed as the Queen of PR in Ireland, but when you look back at your long career, what has been the key to your success?
Well, what started us all, Carl, me and Tom Savage and Bunny Carr, was that we were the first people to train politicians and business operators to go on radio and television. We were the beginning. And at the time, it was particularly interesting because politicians and business people were so terrified of going on radio and television, but they knew that they were going to have to, particularly television was the coming thing. And so we had such fun doing that media training. And then at some stage, one of our people said, look, we keep getting asked at the end of training courses, business people come back to us and say, listen, you said we should go on such and such a program or do such and such a thing. Would you ever do a press release or do a plan? And so we got into PR completely accidentally. And I do not know how we survived because we knew nothing about it.
And I think many of your clients would disagree with that, I have to say. But what have been your own personal highlights?
I think that working with people that you love on an issue that you love, like communication, it means that every day is a highlight. Every week is a highlight. I would also have particular things in history, like I was responsible for bringing down Charlie Hoey, who was at the time the leader of Fianna Fáil, and the Taoiseach. And I didn't do it deliberately. I did it completely accidentally. But when I read history books now and I come across this thing, I think, gosh, imagine that by training somebody, in this case it was a former Minister for Justice, Sean Doherty, by training him to do a public presentation, what he said would cause Charlie Hoey to lose his job, would actually change the course of history. And that gives me a kind of a shiver.
Of course, along the way, you've advised clients on dealing with blackmail, terror threats, industrial accidents and medical scandals. So what is your approach to handling these events?
The first thing is that there's always a lawyer and the lawyer must be told to shut up. The second thing is there's always somebody who says we have to put out a statement and they need to be told to shut up. I'm sorry to sound so rude, but that will not do. People, when they're in the middle of a crisis, need to be sat down and told, okay, start at the beginning, tell it to me, don't put any PR noises around it, just give me the worst. And that's where I would always start, by getting all of the data, by finding out, okay, has this company actually, you know, poisoned a river, or had an emission that caused local school children to be sick, or whatever is the thing.
So, Terry, once you've collected all of the facts, what happens next?
The next thing is a thing that I invented, which is we call the concentric circles model, which is, that sounds very business jargon, but stick with me for a minute. If you throw a stone into a pool, you see the way concentric circles take shape around it. And what we say is, look, okay, when you're looking at a problem, which circle is the first circle that must hear about it? Is it your family? Is it the staff in your business? Who is it? Because people tend to start, Carl, with media. And no offence to present company, that is not where they should be starting. Media is just a conduit. Whereas what you want is to say, OK, the first circle, second circle, third. Now, how are we going to do that? And once people have that worked out, then and only then do you get into training them. We would always say to people, look, if you're in trouble, if you're going to have a feeding frenzy in media, don't ask anybody else to go out for you. I mean, it's dreadful when you see PR people coming out and reading things in front of cameras. That should never happen. If you're running a business, if you're a minister, whoever you are, if you're in trouble, you need to get out there yourself and be honest and be clear and be available.
What are your thoughts on Donald Trump in terms of how he handles the media?
I think he is terrifying and incredibly efficient. First of all, he has absolutely no reverence for media. And that's the thing that most politicians have. They have too much reverence for media. They're afraid of media. And so they either avoid media or they tolerate media being incredibly rude to them. Can I give you an example? If you tune in to any of the big current affairs programs on radio, and before you know who's being interviewed, you hear the interviewer interrupting, being impatient, and treating the interviewee as if they were a criminal, as if they were out to lie and cheat on air. If anything like that happens, you know that the interviewee is a politician. We treat politicians abominably on media, particularly in Ireland, slightly less so in Britain. And it doesn't happen much in the United States simply because they don't have current affairs television the way we do. Trump understands, first of all, media. He understands giving a top line that's going to appear straight away on social media and everywhere else. And he understands how to make things simple. I'll build a wall. He makes straightforward, simple statements. And although there would be many psychologists who would maintain that he does this because he is very old and also doesn't have much of a vocabulary, the fact is that the simpler and more direct you are on television or radio, the shorter your sentences, the ordinary words, that's the way to get across to people. And the fact is that Donald Trump gets across to his viewers and listeners like no politician right throughout the world.
And how has the role of communications evolved with the emergence of social media?
It has evolved to the extent that many public relations companies are just about hanging in. And they haven't really coped particularly well with social media, but they have ways of addressing social media. One of the most important things about social media is what I mentioned earlier, the feeding frenzy, where suddenly somebody gets trolled and attacked and they can barely leave their house in the morning. They're so shocked by what is being said on social media about them. And that's something that we have to cope with. And we have to say to people, this too will pass. You will survive this. We always think when it's us that's in the headlines, when it's us that's being attacked on social media, that we simply won't get through it. It's a very odd thing, Carl. You know, well, you probably are too popular to have ever been trolled on social media. But let me tell you from experience that one of the oddest things about being trolled on social media is that if you read down through the attacks, even though you know objectively that they're not true, you still kind of feel that maybe they are true. You begin to doubt your own reality. And that's why I would say to people, don't read the comments after a piece that you've published, don't go there, because there is a cohort of people who get their kicks from attacking anybody who's even a C-list celeb. Move on with your life, forget about it.
Artificial intelligence, what impact is the emergence of that going to have on communications and the world of PR?
It's going to separate the sheep from the goats. It's going to do an awful lot of the routine communications, the obvious, the kind of cliche stuff, but it's going to empower the great speech writers, the great news reporters, the people who can actually arrest you and say, whoa, come here, listen to this. So I think it's going to be a divisive factor more than anything else.
Of course, on this week's Business Matters, we're celebrating International Women's Day. Terry, what does this day mean to you?
It means a confirmation, in a sense, because when I started, I am weirdly, and I'll explain weirdly in a minute, but weirdly, I'm the most successful businesswoman in Ireland over the longest period of time. And the weirdness is that if you asked anybody who went to school with me, what is Terry Prone likely to end up doing? You probably get a load of rude answers, but the answers would not include anything to do with business. Because at the time, women didn't go into business. They became nurses. They became receptionists, that sort of thing. And because I was blessed with a mother who simply didn't accept any barriers, any restrictions, I just got into business and started to produce features for newspapers, to appear on television from the time I was 13. And as it went on, I was blessed, Carl. I can't tell you how much I was blessed. I was blessed by people who spotted me. A man named Tony Butler in a newspaper spotted me. A man named Bunny Carr spotted me. And each one of them gave me a bit of a boost, gave me a job, encouraged me. And at a certain point, I'm a slow learner, but at a certain point I realized, oh, this is what you have to do. You have to pick out people who would not get over that hump, who wouldn't get up the hill if they didn't get encouragement from you. And I see International Women's Day as the possibility of encouraging women, of stopping women in their tracks and saying, for example, okay, you left work and you decided to have three children and now you're thinking of going back to work, but you're very nervous and you feel maybe things have changed so much since I was in the workplace that I will look like a fool. I won't be. We need to say to women like that, no, no, no. Come on, you can do it. If you have the capacity to raise three kids, you certainly have the capacity to run a business or maybe even start a business.
Was imposter syndrome ever a challenge that you had to overcome?
Never. Never. I know exactly how good I am and I know exactly how bad I am. Anytime I finish a radio or television appearance, if somebody like my son says to me, how'd you do on that? I can tell you, okay, that was a 4.5 or that was an 8.5 or that was maybe a 9.5 because I judge myself, but I judge myself on real terms rather than this nonsense of imposter syndrome. It is a made up disabler of women and nobody should claim it.
And what advice do you have for women who want to excel in their own industries?
Do it. Just do it. Pick the people. Pick your friends, for starters. Don't pick friends who want to sympathize with you for every illness that you have, every accident that you have, the fact that your child has whooping cough. What, you don't want sympathizers. You want boosters. You want people who encourage you. And this comes right down to if you are a woman, which you've asked me about, selecting your husband or your wife. because you don't want one that is, quote, supportive. My eye to supportive. Supportive means they put out the bins. Give me a break. You want somebody who thinks you are the world's best, who thinks you are cleverer than they are, who just stands by you all of the time. I was blessed in that I married a wonderful man named Tom Savage. And at some stage, the two of us were being interviewed for a Sunday newspaper. And the journalist said to Tom, what's it like living with Terry Prone? And he thought about it for a minute. Now, Tom was always into sport. And he said, I'll tell you now exactly. It's like living with a leaky football. She goes out full of jizz and excitement and confidence on a Monday morning. And I get her back on a Friday evening and she's half deflated. And it is my job to reinflate her. And that is one of the things that's important. Don't hang around with toxic people. Don't hang around with people who tell you what you didn't do well. Hang around with people who think you are wonderful and help you make it right.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Terry Prone from the Communications Clinic. And I'd like to thank Terry for sharing her fascinating insights with us this morning. And Terry recently released her memoir, Caution to the Wind, which is well worth a read.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.